Today's share in the Dear Shul Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tes Omud Beis. And we are in the middle of the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're going to Mietz Hashem conclude Simin Tov Kuf Lamed Ches and start Tov Kuf Lamed Tes. We begin on the top line, Siv Vav. The Mechaber tells us, HaMechavi Melachto, if somebody intentionally left his work that could have been done before Yontif to be done on Chol HaMoed. So that's called Mechavin Melachto. V'ni Chol HaMoed v'asah b'moed. He left it for Chol HaMoed and then he did it on Chol HaMoed. So this person is going to be in trouble. Beis Din Ma'abdin Osah. Beis Din has the right to go and cause him a financial loss. They have the right to basically say that his stuff is Hefker. So they cause him a loss. Ma'abdin Osah Menu. They take it away from him. U'mafkirin Osah L'kol. And they say whoever wants it is now entitled to get this person's property because he did something that was very wrong. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Tes Vav. The Chiddush over here is even more than what it said. Lo mi boy, it's certainly not that you have to tell us in my dying lawas malacha that if he didn't do the malacha, ain habeis din meinichin also lasso some malacha. Certainly, based on if he comes to ask, we say, no, you're not allowed to do this. Sorry, buddy, you're lost out. Afa bishudova arvid, even though now it would be a financial loss for him since he specifically left it to be done in Chol HaMoed and thought he was getting away with a fast one, so he's going to be punished. And therefore, based on will tell him, no, you're not allowed to do it. And what will happen is Yovar Hadavar Humiyatsu, and the financial loss will occur on its own. Here, the Chiddush is El Afilu Ovar Vyosa, even if he went and already did the Malacha Chol HaMoed, and Beis Din finds out, Beis Din Ma'adin Hadavar Humiyadayim, they're allowed to go and destroy it with their hands. Beis Din can go and physically destroy it or give it away. Later on in this sif, we're going to see that if this person passes away before it's hefker or destroyed, that we don't make the knas go on to his son, so the chiddush there will be komashvulon. Gam kain revusa. The chiddush here is, dafilu adayin lo asah, even if he didn't yet do it, based the material of no lasso samalacha, kivin shudov ravit. Once it falls into the son's hand, the son yarshin did, so then we don't give a knas on the son. So it's a double chiddush over here. Siv Katan Zion, we say the basin can destroy it from him. The kol shekain, the mosam malacha b'davar she'enu of it. How much more so? This was something which is now on Chol HaMoed, a davar of it. He shouldn't have left it till then, but now it became a davar of it. So Allah has kama v'kama, if it's not a davar of it on Chol HaMoed, and he does it. Bevadai, Beis Din ma'abdin osah. Beis Din has the power. Again, unfortunately, Nebuch, nowadays certainly, and even many times in our history, people didn't give Beis Din the power. They didn't treat Beis Din with the respect it should have. They didn't, in general, give Beis Din the authority that it is allowed halachically to have. So obviously, we're talking about where Beis Din has that power, so they are allowed to actively go and destroy this person's property because he did a tremendous chilul of Chol HaMoed. Sivkon Yud Zayin, Umafkirin Osa. They're allowed to be mafkir the property. Vimlo Zocha Ba'odam. Now, if nobody else took this Hefker property in, Vinisha Ad Le'achar Moed, and it's still extant and around, unowned, until after Chol HaMoed is over, Mutu L'Sa'asik Bo. Then you'd be allowed to go and do business with this property. Which includes not only other people, of course, but even the person who did this thing wrong would be allowed to go and take back his property and use it. Now, a couple of Dirish footnotes over here. Dirish footnote number 10 brings down, Olinyan Hosim Locha Litzorach HaMoed, somebody that does work that is needed for Chol HaMoed, Ella Sheyochel Hula Sosa Kodim HaMoed, but he could have done it before Chol HaMoed, and he didn't. And now, on Chol HaMoed, it's necessary to do this. So this is called also Kivim Malachtu L'Moed. And therefore, the Prima Gadim brings down, Yesh L'Stapik. Here he's uncertain if the same din applies as where he has to do this Malacha now because it's a Davar Aveh. Here we're talking about this is something that is allowed to be done in Chol HaMoed, L'chatchila, except he could have done it beforehand. So the Prima Gadim says, I don't know if this falls into the same category. The issue foot number 11 brings down, Olinyan Ha'im Kon Surakes HaShevach. What did they cancel over here? Did they only cancel the benefit or did they cancel the principle? So he brings down from the Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Rabbi Yashu Zatzal that it seems that they only cancel the Shevach, the interest, the benefit that was gained, not the actual prior principle itself, albeit he says, it's not so clear that that is really, in fact, what everybody agrees to. But that is their opinion, Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashu, both of Zatzal. Dirshu foot number 12 brings down from the Mishneh Berurah, it says, V'nishar ad li'achar moed, if it's left over afterwards, so Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal is medayik from this language of the Mishneh Berurah, shein iser al odim she'osim alachtu l'shtamish b'chevetz ela b'yemei hamoed, so that the iser to use it is only during Chol HaMoed or the Yontif itself. Everybody else could use it during the Moed. It's only the person who did the Avera can't use it during the Moed, but afterwards everybody can use it. And he adds further, from the Lashon of Mafkirin Osa, it's implying, Davkin based in Hefkiris HaMalacha Mutla Zakusba. It's only once based in his Mafkirit that somebody else can go pick it up. But if based in wasn't Mafkirit, you just don't have the right to walk in there and take whatever you want. Finally, the issue footnote 30 brings out from the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Azaz Zatzal, Shetoli Adovi B'machlokes HaPoskin, this whole concept over here as to what happens after Chol HaMoed, are you allowed to go and benefit from this or not? So he says that's actually Toli in a machlokes, whether you hold that this is an Issa D'Oraisa to do it on Chol HaMoed, or it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan to do it on Chol HaMoed, Ayin and the issue footnote 13 for this discussion. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, v'imu ose meleches acherim, shiev sholikon. So if you're talking about a person who's doing somebody else's work, so let's say I'm fixing his car, Rachman Olusan and I go and do that on Chol HaMoed, but I didn't have to do it on Chol HaMoed, so what are you going to do? Take the car away. It's not my car. So how do you consider the person, the poel, who's doing the work when the item that he's working on isn't his? So in this situation, the Ramah says, shiev sholikon, so you can't punish this guy because it's not his property. For example, Gon Chayit, a tailor, a sofer, a scribe who's doing, let's say, legal work for somebody else. So in these situations, you can't destroy the legal work that he did. You can't destroy the suit that he made because it's not his. So in this situation, what do? You're doing the malach of somebody else. Misham tinon le, you put him in cherim, you put him in shamta, umalkin also, and you can give him malkus mardus. He brings down the name of the Beis Yosef and the Rebbeinu Yerucham. The Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Nirches, adds, Ein del Yeraba, Shadaitom de Ba'ad Bimena Kol Eschiris. Or, he says, you can also say that it means that you destroy the money that he got for doing that tailoring work, for doing the scribe work that he did. And he says, Ein Shamod, the El Yeraba discusses this further. Sivkot Nirches, you can give him Malkus Mardus, Roch Shalomar, you do one or the other. You don't do both. You either give him a financial penalty, or put him in Shamta, or you give him the Malkus. O Malkin also. He brings it down from the Vilna Gaon. The issue footnote number 14, however, brings down. Linyan HaMazalzel be Yontif v'Mechallo. If somebody is Mazalzel on Yontif, as opposed to Chol HaMoed, so we already learned previously, Shemavar al Issa D'Oraisa Minadin also. If he's over in Issa D'Oraisa, you put him into Nidui, which is a higher form of excommunication. Shemavar al Issa D'Rabbanon, Ein Minadin also. But if he only did, quote, a D'Rabbanon, then you don't put him in Nidui, but you give Malkus Mardus. So it seems here that we're giving him Shanta and Bayantif we don't. So he says, Bedin Shibizalzal Biyantif Shani. Actually, if he's Bizalzal and Yantif Shani, Havi Shomer Shimanadno so afilum over Rakalissa Durabanan. Says over there, even if he's only over in Issa Durabanan, you can put him into Nidui as well, because the whole din of Yantif Shani is all Durabanans. However, he says, V'yeshchokim, according to these Yeshchokim, L'daitim, those that disagree, Ein kol chiluk ben Yontif Rishon Yom Shedi. They don't make a distinction between Yontif Rishon and Yontif Sheni, and therefore, Ein nafkemina al ezim locha over. It doesn't make a difference whether you're over at the rice of the Rabbanon, and he says, Hakol lefi re'os ein ha'dayanim, that the punishment should fit the crime and the circumstances. And that's how he concludes. The Mishnah Berurah finally says also, Vainu achi kabalov shel lasos, that you only punish the person and put him into Nidoy or give him Malkus until he says, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, I will not do it again. He brings that down in the name of the Levush. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber concludes this Sif and Simon. The Emes, if the person who Nebuch did the work on Chol HaMoed dies and they didn't yet destroy the object or they didn't yet make it hefker, so then we don't make a knas. Lo yiknesu b'no achrav. The rabbis did not institute a penalty for the son. Umutu lo lasosa. And he's allowed to go and take the item, and now he's allowed to do with it, because now it's a davar avud. For him, it's a davar avud. He just yarshin this, and the crops are all going to spoil. His father, it would have been, well, we have to let the crops spoil. But now that the son owns it, he didn't do anything wrong, so he's actually allowed to do the malacha, because it's a davar avud. And that assumes, as the Mechaber tells us, imhu davar avid, assuming it is, in fact, a davar avid. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof tells us, Adileel Koi, this first statement over here, that they didn't make the knas on the son, it goes on what we said previously, shekvar os avid, that the father did it, and now the son gets it, so we don't make the knas on the son. Well, Pasha, and it's clear and obvious, the Davkim Adayin lo zocha ba'adim, that nobody else has acquired it, because if based on it made in Hefker, and somebody else acquired it, then the son doesn't yarshin it. Avalim zochu bo b'chayiv, if other people, in fact, took it from the Hefker status, k'varnasa shalhem, it belongs to them, and then ve'ein ha'ben yarshu, and then the son has no claim on it, it's not a Yerusha, it belongs to somebody else. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, "V'afshiro de'afilu adayin lo zochuba," even in the situation where nobody else actually acquired it, "mikaven shekvar hefkirua." But if Beis Din said it's hefker, so then the son also does it yarshin. Shuv ein haben yochol lachazor v'liskos mitzad yerusha. He can just say, "Hey, it's mine through yerusha." He isn't getting it through Yerusha. It's still Hefker, so he can go make an acquisition on it, but he doesn't get it through Yerusha. El Ariu Kishar Kol Adam L'Nechasim Elu. He's no different than anybody else in regards to these properties or this item, and he has to go make a kiddin on it to acquire it. But the Mechaber was talking about Shemei's Kodem Shefkirua. When the Mechaber said that we don't make a knas on the son, it meant that it wasn't yet Hefker, and it didn't belong to anybody else. Now we go to the final Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chaf Aleph, where he writes, "Dibidavar she'ena wavet." If we're dealing here with the davar avet, we let the son do it. But if it's a davar she'ena wavet, so the pshita, obviously, of course, the asul of no lasses with cholamoid. The son can't do work also that's not necessary in cholamoid. If it's not a davar avet, so then he can't do it. Now, the imos avet bidavar she'ena wavet v'meis. If the father was unfortunately a rasha and he was doing stuff that's not even a davar she'avet, but then he dies. So here we bring down, and this is in the name of the Muki Yosef and the Rabbeinu Yerucham, as we'll see both in the Ber Hetem and in the Bir Halacha, as well as in the Shaar Tzion Os Yud, where he points this out, Yesh Omin de Bazeh Kansu Gam Levno. In this situation, they made a knas even on the son. Why is that? De Bazeh Kansu Gam Levno Achrab Shelo Yehne Mimena. We don't want him to get any benefit from this Aveira. Now, Leman di Omer de Melechas Cholamoid Osman HaTorah. This is according to the one that says Melechas Cholamoid is Osman HaTorah. We make such a knas. Avol HaBeis Yosef. But the Beis Yosef himself says he doesn't think that this is correct. Now, in the Ber Hetev, he brings this shita down that we're giving a knas here in the name of Rabbeinu Yerucham. He says, "V'moso dover she'eno oved b'cholamoid afilu levno kansu rabbanon u'ma'avdin osu imenu." He says, only according to the Man D'Yomer, he says, "Melechas cholamoid is a din d'araisa," and he says, this is the Rabbeinu Yerucham. And a similar statement is brought down in the Bir Halacha, that this is the das of the Muki Yosef and the Rabbeinu Yerucham. And at the conclusion of this Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskelim, Hudavar Oaved, the Chofetz Chaim himself adds, Iker Laniyaz Dati, the bottom line is that we paskin like the Shulchan Aruch over here, and not like the Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Nemuke Yosef. And therefore, Halacha Lamaisi, he concludes, and he says, we paskin like the Beis Yosef, like the Mechaber over here, the Livno Tomid Lo Kansina, and we don't make a knas in this situation for the son. With this, we conclude the beautiful siman Tov Kuf Lamed Ches, and we start now Tov Kuf Lamed Ches, which begins to deal with business transactions. Dine Haschora B'chol Amoid. Until now, we were really talking more with physical activities and malachos. Now we're talking with business. So the Mechaber starts Sif Aleph. Kol Sechora Surah. You're not allowed to do business on Chol Amoid. And the reason is, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, Mipnei HaTorach, because it's involving a lot of work. Now, what exactly does this mean? So, in the issue footnote number one, it brings down, Linyan Hayamutal Yisrael Sayeya B'mekachu Memchel Enochri. What about assisting a guy or assisting a Yehudi Shenu Shama Torah Mitzvos? You have a non-religious partner. So, can you do this? So, he brings down the Shelas Chuvas Chikke Lev from Reb Chaim Palaji Zatzal, the great Sfardi Gon, Shel Sayeya B'yad Yehudi Hamitzuva Al Isur Mekach B'chol Hamoid B'vadi Yesh Lesser. If it's a non-religious Jew, so he's also obligated. Non-religious doesn't mean not obligated. It means Nebuch, he's off the derech and isn't doing what he's supposed to be doing. So you can't assist him. If he just wants your opinion, is this a good deal or not a good deal? So you're not even getting paid for it. You're still not allowed to help him because you're misayeya biyad of the aveira, and you can't do that. And he says even to assist a goy is not allowed, because it looks like shenachshav ka'osa ma'is biyado, like you're doing something with your hands. Shari lo yimole shikachas eschor biyado lemosho ulevocha noim tov v'yimlo. Because you're going to ask, is this a good stuff for me to buy or not? You have to touch it, you have to feel it, you have to assess it, and that's doing a ma'isa. As opposed to if you're just thinking, that's not a ma'isa, and you'd be allowed to go, the guy calls you up and would to ask you, for example, what do you think about this stock? Should I buy it? So you could tell him yes or no, that would not be a problem. Again, assuming you're not getting paid for it and you're just doing it to a non-Jewish person. The issue foot number two brings down, Ulinin Harotzel and Natsilis Yimei Chol Hamoid Shebehem Skura Chanuso Kedei Lesader Ulemayin Es Haschora. You want to do inventory. The store's closed the Chol Hamoid, so this is your chance to go and clean everything, inventory everything, and do a tremendous amount of work. Albeit you're not getting paid for it, but you need to do this work. So Rav Azaz Atzal, the Shevet HaLevi brings down, Yeshlud Mumikan Lesser Zos. Of course you're not allowed to do this, because this is a Tircha Gedola. And that's the Shorish, that's the root of the Isser of doing business. And furthermore, he brings down, if you have, let's say, some sort of grain, and you have to constantly flip it and turn it, or else it will get spoiled, so then you're allowed to do it only because it's a davar aved. Mashma, the implication is that if it's not a davar aved, you're just turning over your inventory, you want to count everything, so that's also because of the tircha that's involved. So again, the Mechaber writes, kol schor asura afilu koshu, any amount of business transactions shouldn't be done. And this is true, bein liknos, bein limkor, this is to buy or to sell. The Chofetz Chaim and the Bir Halacha, the Ramasko, bein liknos says, v'chol mash os hu, afilu like the akum. Anything that you can't do, you can't have an akum do for you as well. The issue footnote number 5 brings down, even though the tam for the issu schor is because of tircha, and if the akum is doing it for you, you're not doing any tircha, he says, nevertheless, it's not allowed, because it's going to shter your simchas yontif and your ability to learn Torah if you're involved in doing business, even though you're not doing the actual details yourself. Mechaber continues and he writes, Vafilum hilvo mos almenas shitnu lo achakach yayinu schor acheres b'firon chovo kinilistaker. And even if you lend the money, and the condition is that you'll get back wine or some sort of merchandise to repay back the money that you lent, and in this way, you'll make a profit. The Mechaber says, "En yochel lelech ulatovim." You're not allowed to go and collect them. That you're not allowed to go do. El im kein, unless ena mitzuyim achamod. Unless the guy's going to run away and they won't be there after yontif, and therefore you have suffer financial loss. And then the havid le dover avid. Now you're not getting your IOU back, so then it's called the dover avid. In lo yelech becholamoid lemkol mivitvam. Unless you go to him and go collect the becholamoid. So this is only allowed in a situation where it's a dover avid, but otherwise it's not allowed. Mishaburus of Cotton Bay says, even if you didn't make an agreement with him that you're going to get it back in the Cholamoid, you're still not allowed to go and get it in the Cholamoid. And he says, look in the Bir Alocha, I'm in the Bir Alocha, where there's an Arichas over here, in Dibra Masko, Lelech Uletobom, see it there. Even if you don't have to go travel, he's right here. Shembo also here. Still, Gamkin also, you're not allowed to go do this. Why? The Mashim Kabbal Eschor Mehem Hu Inyan Mecha Chumemcha, because getting this stuff in and of itself is wrong, even if there's no traveling involved. Why did it say then, you're not allowed to go? It says that you're not allowed to go there, and Yochol Leilech Ulutavam. So what does that mean? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Menokat Leilech Mishum Sefer. That's because the end, it says you are allowed to go if it's a Dover Ovid. Then you can even go after the guy into another city because it's going to be a financial loss if you don't. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Gimel tells us, Eina Mitsuyim, because he's not present, he doesn't have them if you don't get them right now. So he says, Huadin, Imitam Acha Yucholovuli, they have said, Imloyit Bachshav, or any other reason, not that he won't be there. Potentially they could get lost. They're very perishable. They're flammable, whatever the situation may be, and you're worried that it'll be a financial loss, so then you'll have to go and get them as well now. The Rambam says, Hagor, Miu, Imnizdamin Lo, Revach Meruba Bemoy. If there's a huge financial windfall, Yochel Limkor Bitzina, then you would be allowed to go sell something. Let's say there's a real run on a certain thing that you happen to have a lot of, and it's going to come in right after Yomtiv, and you won't be able to make a huge profit, and now you could, so you'd be allowed to sell it Bitzina in private. V'yotzi l'simchas Yomtiv, Yosef, Yimashu Yodai Talotzi, brings down from the base Yosef, and now take some of the profit and go and make a tremendous Yomtiv for yourself that you might not otherwise have been able to do, so go purchase extra stuff for Yomtiv. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Dala tells us, when you're allowed to go collect it on Chol HaMoed, we said that's as long as you didn't specifically go and arrange that it's collected on Chol HaMoed, because that's obviously the time when it will become a potential loss for you, so you should have said, well, you have another week to pay it, so then you don't have to go specifically go collect it on Chol HaMoed. Sivkot and Hay, the Mishnah Berurah says, the reason why you're allowed to do this for a large windfall in this situation to sell it in private, Hatan, the Ap Mishum Revach Meruva Bilvad in Lahatir. Normally we said to make money a windfall, you're not allowed to do malacha unless Elim Kein Hu Bivadai Eno Motzi Tomid Leachar Moik. He said, hey, as we'll see, there are situations where you can if it won't be available after Yontif. Nevertheless, Hacha, the Bilav Hacha, even if that's not true over here, Yesh Boskin Shematirim Lim Korbet Zinner. There are those that allow you to go and sell an item like this in private, and they rely upon Samchin and Alayu, Hecha de Zdan Melo Reachu Ruba, only in a situation where there's a huge financial loss. But you should certainly spend some of it on Simchas Yontif. Finally, Sifkat and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says, Vodin Liknos, the same thing would be in terms of buying, not only in terms of selling, but Dav Delinyan Mechira Uknia, the Lav Malachi. This is only buying and selling, which doesn't involve any work. But if it's a real malacha, then there is no difference between something done in private or something done in public. Why would they make it in this situation that you're allowed to do this on Chol HaMoed when you do it b'tzina, even though we don't allow other things to be done unless they're a Dov or Ovid? So the Beis Yosef brings that in the name of the augur, because even on Shabbos this is an Isser Kal, and therefore lo ichmiru on Chol HaMoed b'tzina. Second reason is brought down from the Yireim, that there's no Torah involved over here. And others say it's really just a Maisei Chol, therefore you're allowed to do this to prevent not getting this windfall. With that, we conclude today's shir.